Snap good. Ball down. Prater has it up. And Prater knocks it through from 48. Paxton with the snap. Placement. Kick on its way. And it is good from 50.
Joined now by Broncos kicker Matt Prater, who so far this season is perfect on extra points and has put 13 out of 17 field goals through the uprights. Matt, one of those kicks was the game winner against the Patriots. You told the media after the game, as soon as it left your foot, you felt that it was good. You compared it to a golf shot. A lot of golfers, they address the ball, they have a routine. What's your routine like as you get ready to kick a field goal?
I try to do the same thing every time. I'll take a deep breath, and depending on the wind and the weather and everything, you know, I'll draw a line right down the middle of the, where I'm trying to kick it with the wind and everything. And I'll take three steps back, take another breath, two over, and then draw that line again and look at the target I picked out. And then look at it one more time, then look at the holder and give him the nod and just watch the spot and watch his hand come up, and I'll leave on the hand to kick the ball.
So mechanically, is it just kind of automatic? You just, next thing you know, here comes the ball and you just follow through, I guess?
Yeah, you just try to focus on your technique and everything, and once it leaves your foot, that's all you can do is just hope it stays straight.
Well, Matt, let's get to the questions from fans. Our first one comes from Anthony in San Dimas, California, wondering what is going through your mind as you're about to kick a potential game-winning field goal. What are you thinking about?
You try not to think about anything. You know, they tell the guys too, if it is a game-winning situation, to stay away from me. And I try to just go into my own little world, like Happy Gilmore's Happy Place. You know, just try to clear your mind of everything and just treat it like any other kick.
Does having that psych major in your back pocket kind of help clear your mind as you're getting ready to go out there?
No, I don't think so. I think if you don't get nervous, that's when you have problems. But you know, everyone, you know, you get a little bit of butterflies, so that's good. And hopefully, you know, if we get another chance, so hopefully I'll come through again.
What's the difference when you're kicking a field goal compared to kicking off?
Kickoff is just, you kind of just line up and try to kill it, and depending on if you're kicking a deep middle or the direction you're kicking, you know, I have a different approach on the different directions I'm kicking. But field goals is more rhythm and timing, and kickoffs is, you know, trying to be consistent as well, but just going down and trying to crush it.
Is that something you can work on in practice as much, you know, where you're going to kick it on kickoffs? Because you guys work quite a bit with field goals. Do you spend just about the same time with kickoffs?
Yeah, we spend not as much as field goals because it's harder on your leg and on your body, so you don't want to kick too many kickoffs. But, you know, I think we do kickoffs, practice them twice a week, and just work on your timing and consistency and just keep that muscle memory so you can keep them going the whole year.
Well, plenty of games now you've played in Denver and at other stadiums throughout the NFL. Can you notice a difference in the distance or flight of the football? Do you notice it during a game when you're kicking in a Vesco Field at Mile High versus other stadiums?
Yeah, you can notice a little bit, definitely. But a lot of people don't know about Denver, too, is it's pretty windy out here in the stadium swirls. So it's not as easy as everyone thinks, but you can definitely notice on a nice summer day, you can notice you get another 5 to 7 yards.
Is that something you kind of notice during the game, if the wind's swirling, you're constantly kind of looking around, looking at the flags and the pylons?
Yeah, that's what you use pregame for, to see, you know, I'm still learning, obviously, so I'm not perfect, but that's what you use pregame for, to see, you know, the further out you get, how much you have to aim, you know, to the right or left, depending on the wind.
Well, you guys just wrapped up practice. You and the other special teams guys just got a lift in. Question wondering, how often do you train, and how much of your training is kicking? You don't want to wear that leg out, like you mentioned, and how much is weightlifting and cardio?
I try to work out 4 or 5 days a week, and I don't do a ton of cardio, just the team running, and because for me, it's harder to gain weight. It's easy to lose weight, and, you know, I kick, I don't know, about 3 or 4 days a week, and I guess 4 or 5 with the games.
Last year you made a 56-yarder in Kansas City, your longest as a pro. Next question, wondering, what is the absolute furthest distance you feel you're capable of making one? Tough question.
In a game or practice, or either?
Either.
The furthest I've ever hit with no wind out here is 74. But if I went out there for a 74-yard field goal, I'd say flip a coin, because that's when you have to go out there and, you know, you want to keep your technique, but that's when you just try to line up and crush it, and then that's when you hopefully you'll stay straight for that long.
What kind of conditions do you need other than, you know, a gale force breeze at your back to make something nearly that long?
Warm, you know, if it's warm out. When the colder it is, the less the ball travels also. So I just say maybe a little gust of wind behind me and a nice warm summer day.